Michael Moore, You Can't Get More Stupid Than the State of Texas. By Hannah Blow on February 19, 2021. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore bashed Texas. The state currently in the grips of a deadly crisis. With millions without power and water due to a devastating winter storm. As stupid and concluded that dumbing down is what Texas is all about. The Fahrenheit 11.9's director kicked off his latest podcast episode, titled Idiot Wind, by bashing the late Rush Limbaugh, accusing him of brainwashing people and encouraging both ignorance and stupidity. Moore used his disdain for the conservative media legend as a transition for a lengthy anti-Texas rant, insulting residents of the state and repeatedly calling them stupid. His, Rush Limbaugh's, show was a daily place where people could go to become more stupid and more ignorant, Moore said. And the stupider people that can become, the better. The better that those in power can manipulate them, and can control the situation. And my friends, you can't get more stupid than the state of Texas. Listen below. It is tragic what we're witnessing this week in Texas. But it is the result of leaders there who I don't think are so stupid. I think they know exactly what they've always been doing. He continued, accusing them of trying to make their own people stupid by having a shitty education system. Because Texas buys so many textbooks, no textbook publishing company will publish a school textbook without getting the approval of the Texas Board of Education and their book committee. Their book approval committee, he said, ranting about the Texas education system and the fact that the rest of us have to read what Texas wants their students to read. That, Moore said, increases the stupidity of the country. The dumbing down of America is helped by this, and dumbing down is what Texas is all about, he said, bashing the Lone Star State for voting for Republicans and Trump. You are the state that keeps voting for Republicans. You're a big Trump state. You're a state that you supports the politicians who say that climate change is a hoax, and you reward them by re-electing them over and over again, he said before bringing up Senator Ted Cruz's RTX. Political fallout after traveling to Cancun this week and using the opportunity to call Texas stupid yet again. He thought people would be stupid enough, at least in Texas maybe he thought that was right. Yeah, they would be stupid enough to buy that he was just doing it for the kids, Moore said. Moore promoted the podcast episode, saying between the stupid disaster occurring in Texas to the stupid rampage of COVID-19 to the death of Rush Limbaugh, whose mission was to turn millions stupid, it's been a banner week. Moore continued to express anger about Texas but tried to show a glimmer of compassion, comparing it to Georgia, which went blue in the last election cycle. Just like we saw Georgia in one way, that was the old Georgia. We didn't really understand that Georgia in the last decade or two had become 33% African American. That Georgia was a different place, he said before talking about the demographics of Texas, which he said is 57% brown or black or Haitian or something that's not white. The climate change activist then ranted about white Texans, specifically, accusing them of destroying the state. While white people, he said, make up 43% of Texas, he surmised that it is a lot when you sprinkle in voter suppression. White people know time's up, he said, contending that minorities will not have the power to fix things in the state as long as they are disadvantaged in a variety of ways, including economically. Meanwhile, white people continue to do the stupid shit like not in encase their electrical power stations in any kind of cement or anything to protect it from the elements, be it a hurricane, be it a snowstorm, Moore said. While Moore said it is tempting to dismiss the state in its times of trouble, he said they have a moral responsibility to help due to the children and poor residing in the state. Moore added that Biden should go down to the state and announce plans to address the issues. Watch Texas turn blue in the next election if Biden and the Biden administration does that, he added.